Chapter 3 Adoration to the Highest Self. King Janaka Vaideha performed a sacrifice at which many presents were offered to the priests. Brahmanas of the Kurus and the Panchalas had come thither, and Janaka Vaideha wished to know which of them was the most learned. So he had 1,000 cows put in a pen, and 10 measures of gold were fastened to each pair of horns. And Janaka spoke to them. Ye venerable Brahmanas, he who among you is the wisest, let him drive away these cows. Then those Brahmanas durst not, but Yajnavalkya said to his pupil, Drive them away, my dear. He replied, O glory of the Saman, and drove them away. The Brahmanas became angry and said, How could he call himself the wisest among us? There was Ashvala, the Hotri priest of Janaka Vaideha. He asked him, Are you indeed the wisest among us, O Yajnavalkya? He replied, I bow before the wisest, the best knower of Brahman. But I wish indeed to have these cows. Then Ashvala, the Hotri priest, undertook to question him. After questioning him, Ashvala held his peace. Then Jaratkarava Arthabhaga began asking. He said, Yajnavalkya, everything is the food of death. What then is the deity to whom death is food? Fire is death, and that is the food of water. He who knows this overcomes repeated death. Yajnavalkya, he said, When such a person, a sage, dies, do the vital breaths, pranas, move out of him or not? No, replied Yajnavalkya. They are gathered up in him. He swells, he is inflated, and thus inflated, the dead lies at rest. Yajnavalkya, he said, when such a man dies, what does not leave him? The name. He replied, For the name is infinite, and infinite are deities of the universe. He who knows it gains the infinite world. Yajnavalkya, he said, When the speech of this dead person enters into the fire, breath into the air, the eye into the sun, the mind into the moon, the hearing into quarters, the body into the earth, the self into the supreme self, the hair of the body into the shrubs, the hair of the head into the trees, and when blood and the seed are deposited in the water, where is then that person? Yajnavalkya said, Take my hand, my friend. We two alone shall know of this. Let this question of ours not be discussed in public. Then these two went out and argued, and what they said was karma. Work, what they praised was karma, that is, that a man becomes good by good work and bad by bad work. After that, Jarakarava Arthabhaga held his peace. Then Ushasta Chakrayana asked, Yajnavalkya, he said, tell me the Brahman which is directly evident, the self, Atman, which is within all. Yajnavalkya replied, This thyself, which is within all. Which self, O Yajnavalkya, is within all? Yajnavalkya replied, One who breathes in the upbreathing, he is thyself and within all. He who breathes in the downbreathing, he is thyself and within all. He who breathes in the onbreathing, He is thyself and within all. He who breathes in the outbreathing, he is thyself and within all. This is thyself, who is within all. Ushasta Chakrayana said, As one might say, this is a cow, this is a horse, thus has this been explained by thee. Tell me the Brahman, which is really directly evident, the self, which is within all.
Yajnavalkya replied, this thyself, which is within all.
Which self, O Yajnavalkya, is within all?
Yajnavalkya replied, thou couldst not see the true seer of sight. Thou couldst not hear the true hearer of hearing, nor perceive the perceiver of perception, nor know the knower of knowledge. This is thyself, who is within all. Everything else is suffering.
After that, Ushastha Chakrayana held his peace. Then Kahola Kaushitakeya asked,
Yajnavalkya, he said,
tell me the Brahman which is directly evident, the self, Atman, which is within all.
Yajnavalkya replied, this thyself, which is within all.
Which self, O Yajnavalkya, is within all?
Yajnavalkya replied, he who overcomes hunger and thirst, sorrow, passion, old age, and death. When Brahmanas know that self and have risen above the desire for sons, wealth, and positions in this world, they wander about as mendicants. For a desire for sons is desire for wealth. A desire for wealth is desire for this world. Both these are indeed desires. Therefore, let a Brahmana, after he has done with learning, wish to stand by real strength. After he has done with that strength and learning, he becomes a muni, a yogin. And after he has done with what is not the knowledge of a muni, and with what is the knowledge of a muni, he is a Brahmana. By whatever means he has become a Brahmana, he is such indeed. Everything else is suffering. After that, Kahola Kaushitakeya held his peace. Then Gargi Vachaknavi asked,
Yajnavalkya, she said, everything here is woven like warp and woof in water. What then is that in which water is woven like warp and woof?
In air, O Gargi, he replied.
In what then is air woven like warp and woof?
In the worlds of the sky, O Gargi, he replied.
In what then are the worlds of the sky woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of the Gandharvas, sun's rays, O Gargi, he replied.
In what then are the worlds of the Gandharvas woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of Aditya, sun, O Gargi, he replied.
In what then are the worlds of Aditya woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of Chandra, moon, O Gargi, he replied. Footnote. Moon represents mind. End of footnote.
In what then are the worlds of Chandra, moon woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of the nakshatras, stars, O Gargi, he replied. Footnote. Many stars represent the many senses. End of footnote.
In what then are the worlds of the nakshatras woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of the devas, divinities, O Gargi, he replied. Footnote. The powers of every sense perception. End of footnote.
In what then are the worlds of the devas woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of Indra, highest among devas, O Gargi, he replied. Footnote. Indra is the great power that subsumes all senses, indriyas. End of footnote.
In what then are the worlds of Indra woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of Prajapati, O Gargi, he replied.
Footnote. Works. For it was Prajapati's sacrifice, works, that brought into existence the fully manifest material world.
End of footnote. In what then are the worlds of Prajapati woven, like warp and woof?
In the worlds of Brahman, O Gargi, he replied.
In what then are the worlds of Brahman woven, like warp and woof?
Yajnavalkya said, O Gargi, do not ask too much, lest thy head should fall off.
Thou askest too much about what we do not ask too much. Do not ask too much, O Gargi.
After that, Gargi Vachaknavi held her peace.
Then Uddalaka Aruni asked,
Yajnavalkya, he said, we were living among the Madras in the house of Patanjala Kapya, studying the sacrifice. His wife was possessed of a Gandharva spirit, and we asked him, Who art thou? He answered, I am Kabandha Atharvana. And he said to Patanjala Kapya and to our students, Dost thou know, Kapya, that puller, ruler within, who from within pulls, rules this world and the other world and all beings? And Patanjala Kapya replied, I do not know it, sir. He said again to Patanjala Kapya and to our students, He, O Kapya, who knows that thread and him who pulls it from within, he knows Brahman. He knows the worlds. He knows the Devas. He knows the Vedas. He knows the Bhutas, creatures. He knows the Supreme Self. He knows everything. Thus did he, the Gandharva, say then. And I know it that if thou, O Yajnavalkya, without knowing that string and the puller within, drivest away those Brahma cows, the cows offered as a prize to him who best knows Brahman, thy head will fall off.
Yajnavalkya said, O Gautama, I believe I know that thread and the puller within.
The other said, Anybody may say, I know. Tell what thou knowest.
Yajnavalkya said,
Vayu, air, is that thread, O Gautama. By air, as by a thread, O Gautama, this world and the other world and all creatures are strung together. Therefore, O Gautama, people say of a dead person that his limbs have become unstrung. For by air, as by a thread, O Gautama, they were strung together.
The other said, So it is, O Yajnavalkya. Tell now, who is the puller within?
Yajnavalkya said, He who dwells in the earth and within the earth, whom the earth does not know, whose body the earth is, and who pulls, rules the earth from within. He is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the water and within the water, whom the water does not know, whose body the water is, and who pulls, rules the water from within. He is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the fire and within the fire, whom the fire does not know, whose body the fire is, and who pulls, rules the fire from within. He is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the sky and within the sky, whom the sky does not know, whose body the sky is, and who pulls, rules the sky from within. He is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the air and within the air, whom the air does not know, whose body the air is, and who pulls, rules the air from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the heaven and within the heaven, whom the heaven does not know, whose body the heaven is, and who pulls, rules the heaven from within, he
is thyself, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the sun and within the sun, whom the sun does not know, whose body the sun is, and who pulls, rules the sun from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the quarters of the compass and within the quarter, whom the quarters do not know, whose body the quarters are, and who pulls, rules the quarters from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the moon and stars, Chandra Tarakam, and within the moon and stars, whom the moon and stars do not know, whose body the moon and stars are, and who pulls, rules the moon and stars from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the space and within the space, whom the space does not know, whose body the space is, and who pulls, rules the space from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the darkness and within the darkness, whom the darkness does not know, whose body the darkness is, and who pulls, rules the darkness from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the light and within the light, whom the light does not know, whose body the light is, and who pulls, rules the light from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. So far with respect to the devas, now with respect to beings. Yajnavalkya said, he who dwells in all beings and within all beings, whom all beings do not know, whose body all beings are, and who pulls, rules all beings from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the breath and within the breath, whom the breath does not know, whose body the breath is, and who pulls, rules the breath from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the speech and within the speech, whom the speech does not know, whose body the speech is, and who pulls, rules the speech from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the eye and within the eye, whom the eye does not know, whose body the eye is, and who pulls, rules the eye from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the ear and within the ear, whom the ear does not know, whose body the ear is, and who pulls, rules the ear from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the mind and within the mind, whom the mind does not know, whose body the mind is, and who pulls, rules the mind from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the skin and within the skin, whom the skin does not know, whose body the skin is, and who pulls, rules the skin from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in knowledge and within knowledge, whom knowledge does not know, whose body knowledge is, and who pulls, rules knowledge from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. He who dwells in the seed and within the seed, whom the seed does not know, whose body the seed is, and who pulls, rules the seed from within, he is thy supreme self, the puller, ruler within, the immortal. unseen but seeing, unheard but hearing, unperceived but perceiving, unknown but knowing. There is no other seer but he. There is no other perceiver but he. There is no other knower but he. This is thy supreme self, the ruler within, the immortal. Everything else is mortal. After that, Uddalaka Aruni held his peace.